Welcome back to Return on Podcast, where we normally talk to the most successful e-commerce entrepreneurs on various topics related to being a killer in this industry of e-commerce. But we've hit the pause, right? And we're in the middle of a mini series called Cash is King. Thank you so much for joining us today, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on one of the various podcast players. My name is Tyler Jeffcoat. I'm the host here. I'm the CEO of an accounting firm called Seller Accountant. And we started this series because it really is the hot topic right now. Our clients are struggling, not all of them, but some of them are struggling. And they're not struggling because they have bad products. They're not struggling because they don't know how to run their businesses. They're not struggling just because Amazon is squeezing us on fees, although that's true. The reason we're struggling is because of cash flow. We bought a ton of inventory at the end of 2021. We had some recessionary pressures and the interest rates kind of skyrocketed last year. And the result of those two factors was that we are sitting on a lot of inventory and our bank accounts are close to empty. And so what this series has been all about is trying to give us some additional tools that we can put in our toolkit to manage cash flow better, give us some additional peace of mind. And so today we're going to look at a tool that I just created. And it's a growth calculator. It's going to help us answer some questions. We need to play with this. Tyler, my business generates X amount in cash from operations each year. How much can I afford to grow in the next 12 months without having to bring on more debt? Right? I'm tired of getting loans, but I want to continue growing my business. How aggressive can I afford to be going into the next year? That's the first question we're going to work on. The second one is kind of related, believe it or not. And it's, Tyler, how much can I afford to pay myself as the owner of the business? I'm so tired of not taking any money out of my business. I need to get paid, but I don't want to go borrow money then to just turn around and pay myself. So how much can my business actually afford to pay me, right? And then the third question that's kind of related to the first two is, I got to grow fast. I don't have a choice. I need to grow very quickly and more than my business can afford to fund. So help me, Tyler, understand how much debt I'm going to have to pick up to hit my goals for the year of doubling or tripling the business. And believe it or not, all three of those questions are related to the same set of math problems, and I'm going to try to unpack them for you. I just want to say this again. It's unkind to do this to your friends. What I mean by that is to talk about something highly technical that involves a spreadsheet and a lot of accounting jargon and then post it to a podcast player where, you know, a good 2/3 of your audience is going to listen to this content and say, well, what in the world are we talking about? And so I just want to, first of all, apologize. I care about you more than that, but I just got to get the concepts out. If you're listening to this, try to catch the concept part of it. And then go back to the YouTube channel where you can actually see the screen that I'm showing right now, because it'll be easier to digest the numbers bit that way, okay? Also, the calculator that we're going to talk about today, I'm going to create a version that we can then share for free with you, where you guys can just get access to it and play with it, all right? Okay, so just a quick reminder, our simple statement of cash flow starts with our operating activities, where we have profit, and then we kind of modify that profit by increases in inventory and whatnot. And it gives us this key number that's how much is our operation actually generating in cash for a given year. And so for our brand spanking new calculator called our growth funding calculator, just remember, we're starting with that number, which is what is our cash flow from ops? What is our operating cash flow for the last 12 months? For our first example here, Eddie had a cash flow from ops of $550,000, pretty good year for Eddie. And so then we have to ask Eddie some questions. Eddie, how much do you want to take out as an owner draw from the business in the next year? Well, Eddie wants to take $100,000 out. Got it, dude. Let me put that on the list here. Eddie, do you want to pay down any debt? Is there any existing loans that you want to go ahead and kind of make disappear over the course of the next year? Actually, Tyler, yes, I would like to pay off $50,000 in debt. Cool, dude. So here's the math. My operation generated $550,000. I'm going to pay myself $100,000. I'm going to pay off debt of $50,000. That leaves me a $400,000 that's available for me to invest in the growth of my business. If my current inventory investment is $1 million, that's kind of the cash I've tied up, stuck in my supply chain now, then having an extra $400,000, that's kind of intuitive, right? It gives me, I can grow up to 40%. And so this is why this might be a wild concept for you guys, but even for those of you guys who are listening, this is something you can kind of internalize. The rate at which I can grow my sales for an e-commerce business is almost always equal to the rate at which I can afford to grow my inventory. In other words, I've got to buy the inventory before I can sell it. Period. I've got to have the cash in advance. I've got to buy the container. I've got to buy the pallet. And then once I own the pallet, then I can turn around as a merchant and sell that inventory and make a profit. And so my constraint is going to be cash for inventory, unless I'm like a drop shipper and have one of these amazing cash cycles where I get paid before I have to buy the stuff, right? But in a normal private label brand kind of situation, our free cash flow is going to dictate how much inventory growth we can have. And so for Steady Eddie's example here, his operation would safely allow him to grow 40% without bringing on a dime of debt. And he gets to pay himself $100,000 in salary or beyond salary, kind of owner draws. And he gets to pay off $50,000 in debt. He's got a very healthy business. Now I want to show you the example where you're kind of solving for the opposite. So for Blazer Bob, man, he loves to grow. And in fact, Blazer Bob grew so quickly last year that even though he showed a profit on paper, right, his profit and loss statement had a positive smiley face number at the bottom, he had to buy so much daggum inventory last year that his cash flow from operations was negative. A lot of you guys are going to be like this. The first time you pull up the statement of cash flows that I was like, hey, no one ever looks at it. Please look at it. A lot of you guys are going to pull it up for the first time. And you're going to be like, whoa, how did I have a profit, but then I have negative cash flow? Well, here's why. You had to increase your amount of inventory by so much that that cash didn't get to stay in your account. It hit your checking account and zoop, it was gone off to your suppliers. That's the situation with Blazer Bob here. He actually had a negative $50,000 in operating cash flow. And so for Bob, we're going to solve differently. We're going to say, Bob, you're going to have to take on some debt, buddy. How much do you want to grow in the next year? And we'll solve for how much debt you want to bring on. Bob's like, I want to grow 20%. Cool, dude. If you're going to grow 20%, that means you can use the calculator to say, I'm going to need $70,000 in debt to fund my 20% growth. Okay. So you guys could solve for it. And if Bob's like, yeah, but actually I also need to pay my mortgage. So I need to have a $50,000 kind of owner draw. No problem, Bob. That means you're going to need $120,000 in debt to fund your operation for next year. But then Bob's like, yeah, but I also am going to have to pay off that Amazon loan that already has an outstanding balance of $50,000. And maybe I'll have to refinance it, but I'm going to have to pay it off. Okay. No problem, Bob. We also have to get rid of $50,000 in debt. Got it. Now we've got $170,000 in new debt that we're going to have to bring on during the course of the year to safely fund a 20% growth. And my point in bringing this up as an example to you is just to say, make your growth plan based on cash flow reality. It doesn't need to be a hope and a dream. Like literally, I can look at what my business has generated in operating cash flow in the past, and I can apply that to a math problem to say, here's how much I can afford to grow in the future. All right, let me show you some live data here from one of our clients. So if you were to look at this client's statement of cash flows, again, there's a lot of accounts here that weren't on my simple one. But just suffice it to say that once you've controlled for all those adjustments, we had $118,000 in net cash flow from operations. All right, put that on the list. Got it. My buddy wants to take $50,000 out as an owner draw. Got it. And he already has $413,000 in inventory. Oh, I got that from the balance sheet, right? Just pulled up the balance sheet, looked at the inventory. It was $413,000. My buddy can grow by exactly 16% and not need to take on a dime of debt. Here's the problem, though, is if he wants to grow by more than 16%, then he is going to have to take on debt, right? And I'll show you what that looks like here. So if I take this same case study and I'm like, yeah, but 16% growth, that ain't going to cut it. I don't like that. I want to grow by 25% instead. No big deal, dude. But the calculator says you're going to need to bring on $35,000 of new debt to grow. Are we good with that? That's cool. Hey, you want to double? You want to grow by 100% this year? No big deal. Just be ready to bring on $340,000 of new debt into the business in order to fuel that growth. So again, the point of this is You know, there's lots of other things that could go wrong. We may have changes in overhead and rent and salaries and all that kind of good stuff. What I'm trying to encourage you to do here is we've got to start looking at our growth plans through the lens of how we're going to raise the capital to make those growth plans a reality. And we need to start getting a little bit more conservative with our balance sheets where we're actually building some internal cash, even if that means we have to sacrifice some of our growth. So I hope that's helpful. I'm going to find a way to share this growth calculator with you so you can play with it, kind of put in your numbers from your accounting system and kind of say, well, if I wanted to grow by 50% this year, oh, here's how much debt I would have to put, new debt in the business. Oh, and it means I would have to pay myself less. Totally cool, or wow, that's not cool. And so I just want to give you the power to be able to make those decisions with data instead of just your gut. Thanks again for listening to this little mini series from Return on Podcast. Cash is King. We're going to come back and keep motoring through and continue giving you tactical insights into how to run this business better related to cash flow. Have a great day.